Alrighty, well, this is a song that I wrote called Clear Space. And I'm going to talk a little bit about how important arranging is. Because everybody writes songs separately in the band, as I'm sure you've seen now. But we do all our arranging together. And this song, I don't actually really play a chordal instrument. So I have an odd and strange songwriting process. I often just write melodies, sing them in to GarageBand, and then sort of siphon them off to people being like, what chords do you think would go under that? My dad is the person who taught me music, so I wrote this song with my father. I tend to think, I like repetitive songs. I like soul music, and I was trying to write just like a funky little soul tune. Something feel good. I was feeling good. It's about a guy I liked at the time. And I wanted to make some space for him in my life, so I started with that first line, let me clear space for you to sit beside me. And that was the first thing I did. I didn't even really write a melody. It was just one note. Just, let me clear space for you to sit beside me. I mean, this wasn't really, but I was like, I can work with that. thanks, Mike. So it started with that first sort of one note melody verse. And the chorus was actually originally something entirely different and incredibly cheesy, which was just repeating the line, let me clear space over this, get ready, it's a really funny bass line. It was just, let me clear a space. Ooh, yeah, let me clear a space. That was all the chorus was.
Really?
Yep. Yeah. The song existed like that for a while before we played it, and it kind of got shelved for a while because it wasn't exactly working and grooving with that in mind. And I knew that I wanted sort of like a super like memorable, singable bass line. That's what I was going for, like something like the Jackson 5 bass line from I Want You Back, which is, everybody knows, something you could just hear over and over again. You're like, damn, that gets better every time. And I sort of put this pressure on Bridget. I was like, can you write a classic, amazing bass line for this? And she was like, I'll think about it. And one time when I was playing the song with Bridget, we got to the end of the form, which was what you heard, which was like verse, chorus, and then we had that bridge section into a solo. And I just sang off the cuff, just like riffing on the end, I wanna make it easy on you, baby. And I was just riffing, and Bridget automatically jumped in with the background harmony on that. And that just was sort of something, because she's great like that. She was just like, oh, easy on you, baby. Is this a section now? And it was actually Bridget's idea about, it was probably like 6 months later. She was like, you know, I was thinking that could just be the chorus of the song, just easy on you, baby. And I was like, I think I like that even better. And so then we set out to write that bass line, which
Calabrese came up with kind of the rhythm of it. He is the rhythm king. And so he was like, which is really important and hard to come by. You know, there's little subtle things like in that Jackson 5 bass line too. You know, it's got a great melody to it, but it also has like a really interesting phrasing rhythmically. Ba, ba-da-da-da-da, ba-da-da-da-da-da-da. You know, it's like it enters and exits in like weird places that are like really special. So how did you like come up with that rhythm?
Yeah, well, there's this basic rhythm. You can find it a lot in Latin music, but really it's like it's everywhere. You can sort of put it under anything that feels good. If there's any song that you like dancing to, I guarantee you can find where this rhythm inside it. And it's just, I'm sure you've heard that like a million times. Bop, bop, dot, dot. It's almost like, you know, what's that guy?
It's a clap.
Or like, jank, 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 hand jive or whatever. You know, it's like, you know, that rhythm's everywhere. So I was like, Bridget, you should make it dot, 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 and like play something over that. And then she came up with the notes for that.
Which was? So once we had that, it was kind of done. I feel like once you sort of have like something groovy and you can just groove on it, that's kind of like you know, that can be good enough for a song. Especially when you double a bass line on a trumpet, it sounds amazing. Every time it sounds amazing. And then he solos over it, it's good. And that was pretty much that. I mean, and that song went from, like, I probably wrote it, and it wasn't, like, a year until we'd really, like, figured out how to play. We kind of shelved it, and then we're just, you know, thought maybe it wasn't going to work, and then we sort of, like, kept going and figured it out. And, like, we figured out that bass line, and we probably sat down for, like, an hour and a half, being like, what does this song need? What is it missing? And then it clicked into place. And that was that. And since then, I mean, you know, and it took probably a little while for everything to sort of fall into place. But once it did, and it was great. So the arranging aspect of that was like huge for that song for me, because like I don't write a lot of chords for songs. I kind of just like, I mean, like, here's this idea, and the band sort of fleshed everything out together. And that was Clear Space. Yeah. So I think we have time for some questions. If you guys, does anyone have questions? Are we at that point, or you don't care? You want some questions? You just want more songs? All right, well, if you do have questions, feel free to come up and ask about anything we've done. We'll play, yeah, exactly. We'll play some more songs until 3:30, and you know. But if you do, feel free to come up, and we'll let you ask in between the songs. I guess we're taking requests. We'll play that next.